spring. Shakespeare's plays have travelled far and wide, and although over the last few centuries the author of these plays has been twisted and changed and turned in people's imaginations into a million different Shakespeares, with some denying it was Shakespeare at all, and although I am sure that mine is as partial as anyone's, it is hard to deny his close connection to the green and gentle landscape of his earliest horizons and to the tissue of connections he grew up within.
This evening's essay in our series In Praise of the Midlands was presented by Dominic Tromgoole, Artistic Director of Shakespeare's Globe Theatre. It was a Made in Manchester production for BBC Radio 3, and tomorrow night at the same time you can hear James Walker on the characteristic Nottingham nonconformism of Alan Sillitoe's great anti-hero Arthur Seton from Saturday Night and Sunday Morning. That's the essay tomorrow night at the same time, 10:45. And that's here on BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting on 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. Music through the night with Jonathan Swain from 11:30. But now at 11, it's time for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Oh, who stole the sky? Oh, who stole the sky?
Yes, indeed. Who Stole the Sky? Tuvan singer Sanko Nunchlak and the title track from her 2003 album. I'm Fiona Talkington. Welcome to Late Junction. There's more tonight from the beautiful new album from Julie Fowlis. There's a new one from Nils Petter Mölwer. The Sound of the Ond Martineau, Purcell's Shivering, and there's a much underrated pianist from the 1940s. Oh, and a Christmas carol. Or is it?
Originally a spring carol, tempest had his corridor.
But Dr. Neil composed an entirely
new text.
He has been widely criticized
for the result by many carol authorities,
who have called his verses everything from doggerel to poor and commonplace to the last degree.
All Neil wanted to do
was to write a carol for St. Stephen's Day.
December
26th.
on the no Bohemian legend about St. Wenceslas. Authorities or no authorities, the carol continues to be a great favourite.
Get your pages standing ready.
The most intelligent
yonder peasant who is
there and what his dwelling.
He looks a goodly prince. Right against the forest.
Pass it down his phone. And monarch forth they went
together
through the rude winds, wild lament.
Sad, the night is darker now, and the wind blows stronger. Fails my heart, I know not how.
I can go no longer.
Mark my footsteps, good page.
Thou
shalt find the winter's rage.
It was another resort.
Wish the saint were there, therefore men be sure. Ye who now will bless the poor, shall yourselves find blessing.
Well, that was Morgan Fisher, Christmas 1980 style. Well, as far as he was concerned, anyway. And something deep and crisp and even coming up after Tristan Murail's piece for Ond Martineau and piano called Sous le tumulte des amarres, in the tumult of the moorings, which he based on some of his own father's maritime writings.
Thank you.
The unmistakable sound of Nils Petter Mölva, that's from his new album Switch, which also features Ellen Darlin on drums. And before that, we were underneath a sheet of ice where the genie of the isle has slept throughout the winter until a rude awakening by Cupid. Let me freeze again, he sings. Purcell's King Arthur provides the setting for that song, and Dingle Yandel was the soloist with the French early music ensemble Les Invitations, directed by Patrick Ayrton. And before that, members of the French ensemble Volta, providing Onde Martineau and piano for Tristan Murail's Sous le tumulte des amars. Now, Mason Bates is a composer in residence with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, but he says he really loves his opportunities for making chamber music. And here he plays with clicks and beats and gongs and prayer bowls in a piece called Stereo is King. Mason Bates, away from his day job as composer-in-residence with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, gongs and prebles featuring in his piece Stereo is King. The German composer and label boss Marcin Jules created his recent album Beauty Fear in a theatre workspace overlooking the hills of Lisbon, the dusty city in spring, just the fragility of beauty, is how he describes it. Right at the end of the 16th century, Orlando de Lassus dedicated his Tears of St. Peter to the then Pope, Clement VIII, settings of words which he said he had clothed in harmony for my personal devotion in my burdensome old age. Well, that first setting was the story of Peter, the warm-hearted Peter he's described as, denying Jesus three times before cockcrow. And Marcin Jules was inspired by the city of Lisbon before that in his Beauty Fear too. Olga Bell was born in Moscow and she grew up in Alaska. She was a hugely talented classical pianist and she went on to study in the New England Conservatory and then in New York City. Dates at Carnegie Hall and in the Lincoln Center have been in her diary, but she's turned to her Russian homeland for the inspiration behind her new album called Cry. And if you're wondering where you've heard her name, it could be with the band Dirty Projectors and also as one of the duo No Thank You with Tom Veck. From Cry, though, this is Altai Cry.
Let's
Someone else from New York City, the minimalist composer Arnold Dreiblatt and his piece Sideband, which followed Olga Bell, a Russian-born New York-based composer, and a track called Altai Cry from her album Cry, which is out next week. Well, yesterday I played you a track from what I think is one of the most beautiful new releases of the year, Julie Fowlis's Garskiol, Every Story. Here she celebrates the Scottish mouth music tradition in a number called Beautiful Ribbons.
Ribbon and reeve of yin and yin is called the sheet of Mari. Broken broken arse, that loch the scarlet caught to Timothy Pettigan Gallico, broken arse, that loch the scarlet dripping in reeve of Mahdi, broken arse, that loch the scarlet caught to Timothy Pettigan Gallico, broken arse, that loch the scarlet dripping in reeve of Mahdi, dripping in reeve of Nien and Yen has caught to Timothy Pettigan Gallico, dripping in reeve of Nien and Yen has caught the sheeted Mahdi, dripping in reeve of Nien and Yen has caught to Timothy Pettigan Gallico, dripping in reeve of Nien and the sheet of Mahdi, broken arse, the cloth, the scarlet, caught to Timothy Pettigan Gallico, broken arse, the cloth, the scarlet, dripping in reeve of Mahdi, broken arse, the cloth, the scarlet, caught to Timothy Pettigan Gallico, broken arse, the cloth, the scarlet, dripping in reeve of Mahdi. If she nippin' in more and more and a big yell when bada bada, if she nippin' in more and more and she nippin' in more and jalaki, if she nippin' in more and more and a big yell when bada bada, down so let she go doo down so let she go doo and be on the down so let she go doo bada who was on a deal down so let she go doo down so let she go doo and be on the down so let she go doo bada who was on a deal, if she nippin' in more and more. If she nippin' in more and more and a big girl with Paravaraki, if she nippin' in more and more, she nippin' in more and Cheraki, if she nippin' in more and more and a big girl with Paravaraki, it a goon, got a hoo, said a goon, got a deal, it a goon, got a hoo, down so she go do it in yen, it a goon, got a hoo, said a goon, got a deal, it a goon, got a hoo, down so she go do it in yen, if she nippin' in more and more. If she nippin' in more and more and a big girl with Paravaraki, if she nippin' in more and more, she nippin' in more and Cheraki, if she nippin' in more and more and a big girl with Paravaraki, downs, let she go noodle, downs, let she go noodle, and be on the downs, let she go noodle, but a hoo, so I feel downs, let she go noodle, downs, let she go noodle, and be on the downs, let she go noodle.
traveling to Munich on the train. Wasted faces in the rain. Box of light with photographs. Uniformed figures standing staring. Not one of them laughs. What did you do in the war, Daddy? What did you do? What did you do? I did my duty, son. That's what I expect of you. Expect of you. I don't want no more. Don't want no more. Don't want to see no more. Rivers of blood. Children, children, marching of the ones with robes. The arms upraised. Little salutes. Their fathers approving. They're smiling on. Saying, well done, well done. Give them some. What did you do in the war, Daddy? What did you do? What did you do? What did you do in the war? Son, I expect you. Expect to see you. Boom, boom, boom. No more, more, more. No more, more. Rivers of blood. Can dance, we can dance, we can dance, we can dance, we can dance, no, 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 rivers of blood.
An extraordinary song. That's from a John Peel session from February 1978, Kevin Coyne and Rivers of Blood. John Peel was really passionate about Coyne, and he's said to have pasted up notices around London asking him to get in touch when he lost his phone number. Mesh Music before, the duo of Joe Hutton and Roy Dodds and a number called Betasphere, and Mouth Music from Julie Fowlis, first of all, and that's from her brilliant new album. Now, at the age of 15, she was playing for Duke Ellington, and she went on to arrange for him and Benny Goodman, and she was friend and mentor to Miles Davis, Charlie Parker and Thelonious Monk. When I play, she said, I pray through my fingers. This is the remarkable Mary Lou Williams, one of the few women at the time to be truly accepted in what was a very male-dominated jazz world. She's here with her trio, recorded in 1946 in Hesitation Boogie.
Thank you.
The aptly named Hesitation Bogey, the influential and inspiring Mary Lou Williams trio, Mary Lou on piano, June Rottenberg on bass and Bridget O'Flynn on drums. The Cheltenham Jazz Festival this year is a riot of good music. It takes place from the 30th of April to the 5th of May. And I'm looking forward to being there on the 3rd and 4th to take part in a couple of the Beyond the Band events and, of course, enjoy some of the concerts, including a project I've worked on with drummer Thomas Strernan. And that also includes Kit Downs, Lucy Railton, Nils Erklen and Ulla Morten Vaughan. That'll be on the Sunday night. But on Saturday night, the Jazz Arena will be rocking to the sounds of Tanarawen.
Ya nakibdu tanera yisa enta madaltam يا ورزقي هش كان وضني انت فراب أكالي انت مسنا ملت زرتم دورت الدين تشور نستك انت غاتم يا هاي يا قال انت ظلمت سالة للدورة
Manoda ya kakita dirty black people pies. And this is the treatment she gives to the poor who happen to find her way to her lodging house door. And if I had my way, she'd get a surprise. I'd stop her ground for all those nasty stinking black beetle pies.
Happy St. George's Day from Bellowhead and a feast of black beetle pies. And Tinariwen just before that from their album Aman Iman, Water is Life. They'll be at the Cheltenham Jazz Festival on Saturday the 3rd of May. Full details on the Cheltenham Jazz Festival website. It was great to hear the duo of Gard Nielsen and Morten Kvenil a couple of weeks ago at the Tape to Zero Festival. As a duo, they call themselves Space Monkey. Gard's insistent drumming and Morten's adventures on his ever-developing hyperpiano. And from their album, this is Chopping Wood in My Brand New Boots. Thank you. Well, the Hilliard Ensemble will be retiring at the end of this year, and they're currently enjoying a tour with the most successful collaboration of their long career with the Norwegian saxophonist Jan Gabarek. That was a track from their album Nemozine, a setting of When Jesus Wept by William Billings. And before that, Space Monkey, the duo of Garth Nielsen and Morten Kvinnell, chopping wood in my brand new boots. And if you want to catch the Hilliard Ensemble and Jan Gabarek live, on the 26th of May, they'll be at the Bath Festival. On the 27th, they're in Salisbury Cathedral. And then two dates in July, on the 10th and 11th at Lichfield and Gloucester. Raymond Scott's Soothing Sounds for Babies was intended, when it was recorded back in the early 1960s, for babies and young children. But the pieces have very much acquired cult status ever since then. This is a number called Sleepy Time.
Thank you.
That's Sleepy Time from Raymond Scott's Soothing Sounds for Baby, Volume 1, 1 to 6 Months. And I'm going to end tonight with a piece called West by Isnadj Dui, following another Cheltenham Jazz Festival artist, the dazzling pianist Tigran Hamasyan. He'll be in the Jazz Arena in Cheltenham on Saturday afternoon. On this recording, he's with his trio in a number called Leaving Paris. Good night.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. And for this first hour and a half or so tonight, another concert from the 2013 BBC Proms. Wagner's Wesendonck songs, Prokofiev's Magnificent Fifth Symphony and Tchaikovsky. Yannick Nezet-Séguin conducts the Rotterdam Philharmonic. And they set off with Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet, a wonderful summing up this of the characters and situations in the play. But do the demands of symphonic development occasionally confuse the storytelling? For example, if this opening theme is supposed to be the compassionate Friar Lawrence, why does he turn up fortissimo on the trumpets in the fight scene near the end? A warning, perhaps.